Hello pop friends, welcome to episode 2209 of Emma's House Music. This is our once a month showcase of new indie pop music, and in the next 50 minutes or so we've got 12 magnificent new songs lined up for you, so stick around and listen along. As has become our custom, we'll be framing those new songs with an older favorite each at the beginning and end of the show, and we're going to start off today's music proceedings with the Leaf Library, a drone pop collective from London and certainly one of the most innovative and ambitious bands on our scene. The Leaf Library are about to release a retrospective of their singles and one-off tracks from the last 14 years on Where It's At Is Where You Are in October. The album's called Music Library Volume 1, and our opening track from Way Back will be on it. The B-side to their 2014 single The Greater Good and one of their most straightforward pop songs, this is The Leaf Library with Goodbye Four Walls. Goodbye Four Walls by The Leaf Library, taken from their upcoming double LP, Music Library, Volume 1. Moving on to the new songs of this September, we are going to start off with a band called Dentist. Not to be confused, of course, with The Dentists. Dentists are from Asbury Park, New Jersey, and have just released their very compelling third album, Making a Scene. And coming up right now, here's a track of it called Understand It. This is Dentist.
I thought that maybe it'd be alright.
Teens in Trouble from Raleigh, North Carolina there with a track of their second EP called, well, Teens in Trouble, which is out now via Asian Man Records. The track you've just heard is Decomposing and it came out as a single a few weeks prior to the EP. And before Teens in Trouble we played Understand It by Dentist. Our next bracket is a bit of a Math and Physics Club feature. The much-loved Seattle indie pop outfit came to an end in 2019 and it seems a strange and comforting coincidence to see ex-members of the band announcing the first albums with their respective two new bands in the same month, and we're going to play a song from each of those bands right now. Coming up in just a minute is Model Shop, who were formed by the Math and Physics Club Rhythm Section, Kevin Emerson and Ethan Jones, but before that we have a track by Field School, which is Charles Bird's new solo project. Field School have released their third EP Swainson's Thrush and announced their debut long player When Summer Comes, both just a few days ago. We're going to treat you to a song of the EP where Field School sound a little bit like the dark, sinister undertow that the Lucksmiths spent their entire career successfully repressing. Here's The Days When We Had Everything We Wanted by Field School.
Rain. myself and realize we'll never get the chance. I will never know how to do it over. All the little moments I'll freeze up and oh, oh, letters to Melissa. I will never find the words. I'll spend the rest of my life wanting you to know. Letters to Melissa in my mind. All the words I finally say them in my mind. Do you hear me?
And that's Model Shop, the second new band to rise from the ashes of Math and Physics Club, with Letters to Melissa, a track from their debut LP Love Interest. Both the Model Shop and Field School albums will be out in November, both on our favorite Spanish labels Meritorio and Bobo Integral, respectively. Time for taking a look at what's been happening in Scandinavia. Our favorite current Danish band, Kindsight, from Copenhagen, have followed up their incredible first album, Swedish Punk, that came out in March, with a new one-off single, and as we cannot see ourselves not playing any new Kindsight track in the foreseeable future, here they are with a lot of percussion and their new single, Love You Baby, All the Time.
Thank you.
You're still listening to episode 2209 of Emma's House Music, and that was a new band from Stockholm, Sweden. They are called Girl Scout, and what we just played was their very first and very promising single, Do You Remember Sally Moore? And let's just hope there will be more of this. Moving on, we'll return to the secret capital of US pop. And that's Austin, Texas, where Alex Whitelaw has been making music as Spirit Ghost for a few years now, perfectly capturing the city's unique musical mixture of indie rock and surf pop, as he does on his latest single as well. Spinning on the virtual turntable for you now is No Future by Spirit Ghost.
Hold on.
Dying to Go. That was Spice World from Western Australia with their new single, which apparently is kind of a band theme song about listening to the Spice Girls. We get a strong Jonathan Richman vibe from this Spice World song, even though the vocals are no match, and perhaps never intended to be, to JoJo's pervasive voice. We're going to carry on with London four-piece The Sundries, a band that we first introduced to you with their first EP back in March 2020. The second EP by The Sundries, great band name by the way, has just been released, and so they seem to be a band taking their time in between releases. It's just as lovely as the debut, and particularly the song we picked for you, Triumph Herald, is pure indie pop bliss with hand claps and a trumpet, or is it a trombone or whatever it is, we wouldn't know the difference, but we are sold. Here's The Sundries.
Many
And that was The Radio Field, the new solo project from Lars Schmidt, whom you may or may not remember as a member of Düsseldorf indie legend Subterfuge. You've just heard Clover, The Radio Field's very first single taken from their debut EP, which comes out any day now on Subjangle Records. Coming up on this episode of MS House Music are this month's final two new releases, starting with Housewife, a Toronto duo who we had on the show a couple of years ago under their previous name Moscow Apartment. For some reason they're not called that anymore, but as Housewife they have a new EP coming up, part of which is this unflattering friend lover message. You're not the worst. But the bar is low. This is Housewife.
I could rip you
enough, it's enough.
Taking you into dirt.
Only You, the brand new single from Hamburg indie pop three-piece Roller Derby, who keep getting better with every new release. Earlier this year, they put out a collection of their first 7 singles, and that's a wonderful record that is still available on vinyl and, in spite of being a compilation, sounds like a tight and very well thought through proper album. And with this, our September 2022 showcase of new indie pop songs has come to an end. Thank you so much for listening. We're not going to leave you, however, without another track from way back that this month we rather unashamedly nicked from what still is one of our favorite music shows on Mixcloud, and that's Pop Songs Your New Boyfriend's Too Stupid to Know About. On their episode number 89, they had Michael Grace Jr. picking an amazing song for them, and they opened up this particular episode with a track by Stockholm indie pop legends, The Legends. It's from their 2004 debut Up Against The Legends, and it's called Nothing To Be Done, and sounds nothing like the pastel song you all know. Anyway, we had no idea this existed, but fell in love with it instantly, so we say thanks to Liz and Sean from Pop Songs Mixtape for introducing it to us, and we say thanks to you for being with us this month. We look forward to being able to welcome you again in October, and until then, hope you'll have the very best of times, have exciting music in your life, look after yourself, and be nice.